HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths.
The big news in tech this week is that Google and Paytm have a dispute which has brought the entire antitrust debate around these big tech firms to India. So how it all started is that on September 11th, Paytm, you know Paytm, right? The fintech company, the ones who sort of started wallets, mobile wallets in India. Yeah, them. So they now also do a bunch of other things, like they have Paytm First games, they're dabbling into daily fantasy sports, things like Dream Eleven's business model and many other things. So on September 11th, Paytm started something called the Paytm Cricket League. Of course, they were doing this to take advantage of the fact that IPL is coming and everybody will be interested in cricket. So they were running a promotional campaign on Paytm. Now, in a way, according to Google, Paytm's campaign violated its gambling policies in some way. One of the ways is that it linked out to Paytm First games. So if you've ever noticed, Android's App Store doesn't have apps like Dream Eleven, Mobile Premier League, that is MPL, and even Paytm First games. And the reason for that is that Google does not allow DFS platforms, that's daily fantasy sports platforms, onto the Play Store. It violates their gambling policy. So, an app that is on the Play Store cannot directly market such an app as well. And that's how it violated the policy. In addition, the Paytm Cricket League campaign was designed in such a way that it used to let people get multiple stickers of cricket players. And there was language in the terms and conditions that the promotion will run for the whole season, and at the end of the season, based on the stickers that people get, they will form a team, and that team will be used to generate cashbacks. Essentially, it looked a lot like daily fantasy sports, and Google took them down on September 18th. And all hell broke loose, of course. Now, while that is sort of Google's side, Google actually, if you think about it, Google actually has no side in all of this. They've given out one statement, that too after Paytm CEO Vijay Shekhar Sharma took things public and started berating Google publicly. They've given out one statement, and in all its statement, Google is just maintaining the fact that they violated gambling policies. Google hasn't really officially explained what happened. In fact, when all of this was happening, on September 18th, when Google took down Paytm, that happened internally. Google sent Paytm the mail or whatever, and they took the app down. But Google didn't publicly say anything. They just put out a blog post on the same day saying, hey, here are our gambling policies, just in case you guys want to be aware of them. Anywho, Paytm's side is unsurprisingly completely different. According to Paytm, the campaign A, never violated any of Google's policies. B, it is not linked to Paytm First games. It does not link to Paytm First games at all. C, it does not directly promote any gambling. D, there is no gambling because Paytm says there is no money in aspect. So gambling always has to have a money in and a money out aspect. And so on and so forth. But by the end of September 18th, Paytm was back on the Play Store, and to do that, they had removed the cashback element of their campaign. While Google allowed them after that, Paytm went ballistic saying, oh look, Google is saying cashbacks are not allowed and so and so and so. But then Google put out a statement saying, hey, cashbacks are allowed. It's just that your campaign violated my policies, but cashbacks are allowed. You're free to give cashbacks. Everybody gives cashbacks. Paytm also said that Google used to run a similar cricket campaign called Tez Shots. Not really similar, to be honest. I've seen what Tez Shots is. Tez Shots used to let users use Google Pay, and the more you use, you score runs on the platform. It's basically points, they used to call it runs. And these runs result in a scratch card, which would then result in a cashback. That, according to Google's policies, is fine. So if you look at what Zomato is doing right now, that's also similar. You make more orders, you are essentially playing a game by ordering more, and that results in discounts. That, according to Google, is fine. But Paytm's policy, Paytm Cricket League violated the DFS rules and the gambling rules. Now, Paytm also claims that it's unfair that Google took them down after only one notification that their campaign was violating its policies. Google, on the other hand, says that we had sent enough notifications to Paytm. So, essentially, the two sides do not match. One side says, hey, I did everything right, I adhered to my policies, these guys didn't, so I took them down. On the other hand, Paytm is playing the little guy and saying, but I had no choice, I have to adhere to all of Google's policies. The funny thing is, Paytm is actually right. Paytm is absolutely right. Google and Apple and Amazon and Facebook, they are facing antitrust questions worldwide because of their size. They do have a lot of power. Think about it. I was speaking to some lawyers and they told me that if tomorrow India says that gambling is legal in India, please go ahead, gamble. And the government says we can all gamble as long as you're paying tax on it, everything is fine. There is still no law that can compel Google to allow gambling on the Play Store. To be fair, Google does comply with country-specific laws in some cases. For example, in France and Ireland, they do allow gambling apps on the Play Store because the governments allow it. But they don't have to. A private company is always driven by one and only one thing, and that is profit. They're answerable only to their shareholders, and as long as they're making their shareholders money, they're okay. So Google has no reason to say that I will allow daily fantasy sports platforms onto the Play Store, even if the government does. Which also brings us to the fact that daily fantasy sports in general is a very murky subject in India. Nobody really knows whether it is legal or whether it is illegal. And the funny thing is, I spoke to a bunch of lawyers about this. So here's how things go. There have been multiple cases. Dream 11, which is the biggest in this space and pretty much owns 95% of the market, they have gone to court on multiple occasions and they got a ruling which said that Dream 11 is a skill-based game. So the way gambling works is, India's laws say gambling in any form is illegal. However, if a game is tagged as skill-based, then it is legal. So for example, the Supreme Court had passed a ruling long time ago tagging Rummy as a skill-based game. Similarly, horse racing is a skill-based game. So those are legal. But gambling is also a state subject in India, which means that high courts can decide whether it is legal within a state or not. So in Dream 11's case, there are multiple high courts that have come and said that, hey, this is skill based and this is fine. But that one big order which makes Dream 11 sort of legal is a high court order, which means that it applies within a state. It does not apply to the whole country. Also, that order is very specific to Dream 11's business model, which means that anybody else who follows the same business model will be within the acceptable norms of law, but anybody who doesn't may still be called illegal. And so far, every time somebody has appealed to the Supreme Court about this, the Supreme Court has just refused to hear the cases. Which means they've neither said it's legal, nor have they said it's illegal. And it's mostly like Supreme Court saying, hey, listen, this is not my business. It's a state subject, let the high courts take care of it. However, things changed on March 6th. The Supreme Court, on an appeal, stayed an order by the Bombay High Court and said that, okay, we'll listen to this case. So now, the problem is, when the Supreme Court listens to a case, whatever the Supreme Court now says has to be followed by all high courts, which means that if at the end of this case Supreme Court says that no, daily fantasy sports are illegal, then we essentially have a company whose business model is illegal but they are spending crores and crores on sponsoring the IPL. Yeah, think about it a second. Anyway, not the point. That's the whole legality and all of that, all of the confusing aspects of this. But the fact remains that Google has the power to take any app down. Paytm has millions and millions of users. Imagine it took Google just one day to take them down. And even though they took them down for just a few hours, imagine if the violation was bigger. Google can technically do that to any app today. So yes, India's entire startup ecosystem in a way depends on Google. And a lot of devs in India, developers, came and supported Paytm in this, because they have been through this, they have seen how Google's policies work or how Apple's policies work, and all of these guys have to work within these policies. So it kind of affected them. To me, honestly, it seems like yes, Paytm did violate Google's policies, and yes, Google had every right to take them down. The problem is that the right, so to speak, that Google has to take somebody off the Play Store has no real regulation, because nobody has ever looked at it, especially in India. And as a result, companies like Google and Apple have a lot of power when it comes to App Store. You can look at Apple as well. They're fighting a very public case against Epic Games right now, which is one of the biggest gaming companies in the world. For those of you who don't know, Epic Games is the company behind Fortnite. And Apple took down Fortnite from the App Store because Fortnite wouldn't adhere to Apple's payments policies. So Apple requires all subscription-based apps to use Apple's built-in payment mechanisms, and they have to pay a 30% commission for it in the first year. Fortnite decided they'll just use their own methods, and Apple said, okay, then I'll take you down. That is a real problem, because Apple is dictating how much it charges, and even though Apple has argued recently in other cases that they have a lot of competition when it comes to app stores, it really doesn't hold. Just because a store for Xbox exists doesn't mean that it's in competition with Google Play or Apple App Store. Between Android and iOS, these two companies reign with an iron throne. In Google's case too, Paytm said that, look, they have Google Pay, which means that they have a valid reason to take us down, because they need those users, because we are both now UPI based platforms, and UPI is the biggest mode of payment in India. So it makes sense. And Vijay Shekhar Sharma even invoked Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Atmanirbhar sentiment. Although, to be honest, a lot of devs have said that India needs its own app store. Honestly, that'll make no difference, because it doesn't matter if you have your own app store unless that app store is the way to download all apps. And that's just not gonna happen, because your phone is still gonna be Android. So you still need, you know, the Play Store to download most apps. There are examples of this, by the way. If you think about it, APK Mirror, which is a very popular website to download APKs, that is apps from outside the App Store, they're essentially a store, but they do not compete with the Play Store. They don't get as many downloads. More importantly, Amazon used to have an App Store and nothing came out of it. You could get it onto an Android phone, sideload it, and then download apps. It just doesn't work. Having your own App Store will make no difference, except maybe mollify some egos and say, oh look, we did this, we have something against Google now. You don't, trust me. The only way to really tackle this is if the Competition Commission of India steps in and looks at all of these and figures out whether Google and Apple and Facebook and XYZ are too big. And they are, trust me, they really are. But the CCI hasn't looked at Google Play yet, per se. They have penalized Google before for abusing dominance on Google search, and they're looking at two other cases against Google right now. An antitrust subcommittee in the US recently called Google, Apple, Facebook, and Amazon for a similar antitrust hearing. It's actually a historic hearing. They're still awaiting the ruling from it, but they concluded that big tech firms need to be broken up. There are multiple antitrust hearings going on in the EU as well. So forget whether Paytm really suffered, or whether Google was right to take it down, or whether gambling should be legal, or whether daily fantasy sports should be legal. What we should really take away from this is that this antitrust debate is now in India, and we should really, really think about it enough to maybe have the Competition Commission of India take a look at these companies and pass proper updated rulings.
So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.